Memory can be such a painful thing. It festers, a disease. It grows out of scale, a complaint malingering down the years. There may be a cure. The sufferer will be required to make a voyage. He will need a guide. It begins here, at the vanishing point.
Bubble bath in.
Okay, you know where it is.
You have to open it.
There. Hey, one capful.
Two.
Okay, two. Now get in.
My toys.
Of course, your toys.
Is that all?
Yes, that is everything. Now you play, I'll pack.
Don't forget my pennies. Grandpa wants to see my pennies.
Grandma and Grandpa will have lots of pennies for you.
Pack my pennies.
All right, now get in.
La 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 la.
Suitcase on top of closet. Ah, there. All right, come on, you. Ah, there it is. Where are we gonna pack? Ah, bed. Think, you stupid. How many shirts? How many socks? Socks. Why am I going? I don't need to go and see them. I see them all the time. They're always right here. He's always talking to me.
Charlie, get the back scratcher, son. Give me a good scratch, okay?
Aw, Dad, I gotta go outside.
Oh, come on, son. It'll just take a second.
I don't want to.
Well, you gotta help me, son. You know I can't reach it. Charlie?
All right.
Psoriasis. He takes off that shirt and I'm looking at red lizard skin. Thick scaling crust driving him crazy. Scratching through the scales. On doorways, on sides of chairs. With a fork at supper time. Fork? Did he with a fork? No. Did he? No, he threw it, because he...
Oh, that's it, son. Right there. Oh, yeah, that's the spot.
But he's bleeding there now. He feels better when I make him bleed.
Oh, thanks, son. Thanks. Oh, that's much better.
And my shoes all covered white with scales. I hate those scales.
It's not the scales doing it to your shoes, Charlie. It's the static electricity. Like you learned in school?
But you get shocks from static electricity, not scales.
But that's what makes them stick. Here, look, I'll brush them off.
They just get back on again. I can never get them off.
Well, they come off.
No, they don't.
I'm ready to come out now, Daddy.
All right. Here's a towel for you, honey.
Will Grandpa fly a penny for me when we go to Windsor?
Guess so.
He will. He'll fly a penny. You know how to fly a penny?
Anybody can fly a penny.
No, it's Grandpa's magic trick.
Teach me how to do it.
I can't. I don't know how. Grandpa will show you. Now, put on your pajamas.
Okay, Daddy.
Her body's so perfect. Not a mark. Not a wrinkle. Why do kids have such perfect bodies? What's his body like now? She won't even have to see the psoriasis. Modern science took care of it. New light treatment gave him skin again. Some joke. Wonder how he felt when they told him the psoriasis triggered a much worse condition. Wonder how he felt when he saw his picture in that medical textbook, Case History. Some consolation.
Mom, what's wrong with Dad?
Oh, He'll be okay. The doctor said it's just his joints. He'll be all right. Why don't you turn on the TV?
There's nothing on TV.
Well, then, turn on the radio.
I did. I could still hear him. Nothing helps.
What? Oh, no. My head itches. Scratch. No. It'll go away. Don't scratch. Oh, I gotta scratch. It itches. Okay, scratch, you stupid scratch. Oh, Jesus. Oh, look at the flakes. Like snow all over the place. Oh, this is bad dandruff. Really bad dandruff. Oh, this is case history dandruff. I know it. Even the shampoo says it's not just for dandruff. You can use it for eczema and acne and psoriasis. Oh, relax, boy. Just relax. You know you made the magic number. He got it when he was 26. You checked every birthday for the red blotches. You made it past 26, well past. You're clean, boy, clean as a whistle. Not a scab, not a scale, not a scar. You do not have psoriasis. You have dandruff.
Look, Daddy, I can stand in my head. You watching? You never watch, Daddy. Watch me. Watch me.
Hmm? Oh, my God, be careful. Don't.
Don't, Daddy. Let go. I can do it. See?
She's like a yogi. Rubber joints. Wonder if yogis get arthritis. Do yogis get toes all tree branch knotted? Get fingers like his? His bend and curve in such crazy patterns, they'd almost be art if they weren't toes and fingers. I can't even push mine to go.
I can do that, Daddy. I can bend my fingers better than you can.
No, Megan, don't.
I want to do it, too. You never let me.
But I was just...
Daddy, let me get it. I'll get it.
Okay.
Hello? Hi, Grandma. Yeah? I love you,
Megan,
too.
Who is it?
Daddy, it's Grandma.
Mom?
Oh, Charles.
Everything all right?
Oh, yes. Just calling to make sure that everything's...
Don't worry, Mom. We're still coming.
Oh, yes. Jack's so excited he could hardly get to sleep.
He's sleeping all right.
Oh, yes. And he had a good visit with an orthopedic surgeon.
Uh-huh.
They said he can be operated on for new hips.
I want to talk to Grandpa.
Hold on. You can't right now.
I want to talk to Grandpa.
He's sleeping.
Is it bedtime?
Hang on, Mom. Yes, it's bedtime. Grandpa's sleeping, and you should be sleeping, too.
Why isn't Grandma sleeping?
Get into bed, Megan. Look, I'll see you tomorrow, Mom.
Oh, yes. Can't wait.
New hips. Fresh plastic joints. Nice white ball and sockets. Needs a silicone spine. The old one's nearly solid calcium now. Any day it'll make that final knit, the permanent bend. Well, he'll have to be careful where he's looking when the calcium seals up the last vertebra. He'll want that good forward view. Either that or he's staring at his toes the rest of his life. Oh, I don't want to go there and look at him. I can't stand looking at him. Why do I always have to look at him?
Grandma, Grandpa.
There he is. Megan. Oh, you're so big.
Hi, Pumpkin. Mm-hmm.
Grandpa.
Where'd you get those freckles? Paint them on.
No, silly.
Do you have the measles?
No, Grandpa.
How do you figure you got so cute?
I don't know.
Oh, Charles, you look tired.
Oh, it's because I am tired.
Charlie.
Hi, Dad.
You look great, son.
So do you.
Grandpa, fly me a penny.
Oh,
well, when we get home, honey, as soon as we get inside.
I told him he looked great. What's that, a polite lie? He couldn't even shake hands. There's nothing to shake. Well, what should I have said? Your fingers are fascinating, like corkscrews. You know, your hands belong in the Museum of Modern Art.
Just these two bags, Charles?
Yep.
They are kind of big.
I'll get a porch.
No, no way. Give me one of those.
No, that's all right, Dad. I can handle them.
Are you sure?
No problem. They're light, believe me. You guys go on ahead. Get the car.
Go on. Okay. Whatever you say, son.
He wants to carry a suitcase? It's a miracle he can still carry himself. His walk is bizarre. More of a shuffle. No hip joints, so just the muscles do the work. Sort of a bounce.
Are you all right, Charles? Oh, your legs hurt from sitting so long. Is that it?
Yeah, right. Go and get the car.
Only problem with the shuffle is it's based on forward momentum. Once you start moving, it's hard to stop or change direction. I guess it's a throwback to his old football days. He was captain of the team. A high school star.
Is she asleep, Charles?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's growing up so fast.
Growing up? Who'd want to? Checking your skin every day, treating blemishes like time bombs? Who'd want to face that? Who'd want to grow up and become him?
Charles, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Oh, he's always done that. Since he was a kid, staring off in space, getting all glassy-eyed.
Yes, that's right. Ever since he was a child.
I was just thinking.
Penny for your thoughts.
They're not for sale.
Charles.
Really, it was nothing. Forget it.
Charlie, would you mind helping me up a second?
Oh, would you?
Do you need something? I'll get it.
Well, I just have to plant the pennies for when Megan wakes up.
Oh, yes. Just tell me where you want them. I'll do it.
Oh, all right. Put one under the ashtray.
Uh-huh.
Move it over a little.
Right here?
No, not there. Oh, yeah, that a boy. Huh. Good. Okay, now, put a penny next to the lamp.
That's a good place.
Yeah, just so it's out of view.
Okay.
No, she'll never find that.
Oh.
Yeah, that's better. Now, put one on top of the TV. Oh, not by the antenna, back a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Super. Ashtray, lamp, television. Oh. That's good, good. Yeah, thanks, Charlie. God, look at this, son. I can't even get out of the chair by myself. Give me a hand.
Come on.
Yeah, easy does it.
You all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just get stiff sitting in the chair so long. I'll be all right. I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah. Night, Dad.
Hey, Charlie, wait up. Charlie, is that your dad coaching the game today?
No.
That's your dad, isn't it?
No.
He talks to you like your dad.
I met him, that's all.
Why is his skin so weird?
How am I supposed to know?
You sure he's not your dad, Charlie?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You sure?
You want to make something out of it?
Daddy, wake up.
What time is it?
Wake up time.
Well, give me half an hour.
How long is that?
Big hands on the little one.
Daddy, wake up. We're going swimming. You're taking Grandpa and me swimming.
I am?
It's wake up time.
Later.
Why are you always sleeping?
I'm not always sleeping.
I hate this bed. You're always sleeping on this bed. Why won't you ever play with Grandpa and me?
I'll go, all right? Just give me a second.
Fly me a penny now, Grandpa.
Right now?
Yes, right now.
All right, watch it closely. Here it is in my hand, right? Now watch where I throw it in the air. Here it goes.
Which way?
Behind you.
Where?
Oh, there it is by the table. No, you just missed it, honey. Turn. There it is now behind your ear. Whoops. Oh, there it goes again. It's by the TV. It landed.
I don't see it.
Well, you better sneak up to it by the TV. It's resting there. If it hears you, it'll fly away again. You see it? It's just on top.
Got it. See? Fly it again.
All right. Give it here. All right. One, two, three. three. There it goes. Oh, oh, you missed it. It's just under your nose. Turn. Turn, quick there. By the chair.
Here?
Oh, it's trying to get away. See? Sneaking under the ashtray.
Here?
Yeah. Pick up the ashtray. It's hiding underneath.
Got it. Here, Grandpa. Slide the penny again.
Charlie, I'm going to swim a little. I'll catch up with you later.
Okay, Dad.
He's dog paddling. A French poodle could beat him in a race.
Ready to go swimming, Charlie?
I don't want to go.
Oh, you got to have your exercise, son.
I just don't like it.
I didn't like him. No, you liked him. It was his body you couldn't stand. But nobody else seems to notice. There he is, flopping around in the water like a drowning fly, and no one's pointing. Wait, that guy is looking. What do you think you're staring at, buddy? You think he's a freak or something? I'm not staring at him, I'm staring at you. Me? You're looking at me? Yeah. You look weird. What? There's nothing on me. But this red patch, you mean my elbow? What about it? It's nothing. It's nothing, you hear me? What are you staring at? You're stooping. I'm standing straight. Your fingers, your toes, they're perfectly normal. They hurt. You're crazy, mister. Your eyes are crazy. There's nothing wrong with me. You understand? I'm fine. Oh, sure you are. You're just fine. You see it, don't you? You see it all over me. I can see it, too. Hey, I can see what happened to me way underneath. I'm all crust and scales and limping. Hey, don't touch me. Nobody touches me. It's your skin. My skin. It bleeds when you touch it. Don't touch it, please.
Daddy, watch me kick, Daddy.
What?
Watch.
Oh, that's great. Great.
Daddy.
Oh, you're doing great, baby.
Watch this, Daddy. Submarine.
That's great. Great.
Watch, Daddy, watch.
Oh, Jack, let me help you with that.
No, last time you nearly cut my toe off. Oh. It may not look like much, but it's still my toe.
Charles, will you help your father?
What's the problem?
Do me a favor, son.
What?
You mean you won't do it?
Sure. What is it?
Well, he needs you to cut his toenails. They're getting so long, they're turning inside out.
Nails? You want me to cut your nails?
Well, we've got these special clippers.
I can't do it myself.
Here, I'll spread out some newspapers.
Me too.
I really appreciate this, son.
No problem.
Oh, just under his feet, Meg.
Yeah, give them a good close cut, son. But watch out for the toes. Well, anytime you're ready.
Oh, my God. I can't tell the nail from the toe.
Go on, Charlie. Don't be shy.
These nails are so thick. Crumbling. Oh, no, wait. That's not nail, that's toe.
Go ahead, son. Cut.
Cut what? What am I cutting?
What's holding you up?
Nothing.
Good.
Good. Good. I don't know what I just cut.
Attaboy, Charlie. Just keep going.
His toes are like seafood salad. Curling tentacles of octopus and squid. I don't believe these are really feet. What is this powder under his nails? Why are his toes disintegrating? Psoriasis? Turning flesh into scales and dust. Feet transforming into powder. Nails into jelly. No, they are feet. They are my father's feet. I am trimming the nails on my father's feet. I don't don't want to breathe. I don't want to look. I don't...
Oh, great, son. Great. Oh, you don't know how much that helps.
Can I breathe now? Maybe not. Maybe I forgot how to breathe. Can't catch my breath. Can't take in air. I've forgotten how to breathe. I'm suffocating. Maybe there's a button you push makes the lungs take in air. If I pushed it, I could. Do I want to push it? Why push it? I don't deserve to.
Oh, when they start cutting into the skin, it hurts like hell. Good job, Charlie.
His joints exploded. Skin went berserk. He seems sane. Why did his body go crazy? He's the one who keeps dragging himself into the next day. How come I can't do it? How come I can't face him?
Good night, son.
Good night, Dad.
He's your father, you stupid gimp. What right do you have to be disgusted by your own father? Because I'm suffering, too. I'm suffocating. I can't breathe. Suffocating. Please. Please.
Finish the story, Daddy.
What?
You didn't finish the story.
I didn't.
No, there's lots more.
Oh, sorry.
Is that Grandpa?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, why can't I be deaf? Why do I have to hear that?
It is Grandpa.
Maybe.
Why is Grandpa crying?
Take a breath. She's asking you a question.
Why is Grandpa crying, Daddy?
Hurts so much.
Why?
Because Grandpa is sick. He has arthritis. He has pain.
I want to see.
Wants to see? I can't show her that. How can she see what I can't look at? Hurts too much to look at. You look at it, your body swells up. Your head explodes.
I want to see Grandpa.
No, no.
Grandpa, Grandpa.
Megan, come back here.
Grandpa, Grandpa.
Yes, sweetie.
You gonna die, Grandpa?
No. It just hurts, honey.
Daddy?
Uh-huh.
Why is Grandpa's feet like that?
Because he has arthritis, Megan.
My feet's not like that.
Because you don't have arthritis.
Your feet's not like that.
Because I don't have arthritis.
Are you gonna be like Grandpa?
No.
Why not?
Because we're not sick.
And now she's just staring, sucking it all in. He's lying there, and she's looking and looking at his feet, his hands, neck, back, every bone, knotted joint. She's so open. Her eyes wants to see everything. Won't stop looking.
We're not like Grandpa, are we?
No. We're not sick. We don't have arthritis.
Charlie?
Yeah.
Oh, come in now.
Not yet.
You can play later.
No. I'm not coming in.
It's okay. He's sleeping now. Come on in.
In a while. I'll be in a while.
Thank you.
scales fall from the eyes. The pain is seen at last for what it is, not for what it has come to represent. Now Megan can lead her father, young Charlie, back across the bridge, through the vanishing point.
Children's Eyes by Dennis Foon. Boyd Norman was heard as Charles, Laura Harris as Megan, Terry Kelly as Jack, Patsy Ludwig as Ruth, Bobby Luft as young Charlie, and Kevin George as the boy. Original music was by Bruce Riddell. Sound engineer was Gene Loverock, with sound effects by Jay Hyrene, and the production assistant was Dagmar Kafanka. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The series theme is by John Roby, and the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. Children's Eyes was produced at CBC Vancouver by Don Kowalchuk. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. We're always happy to hear from our listeners about plays and productions you hear on this series. Please take a few minutes to send your comments to Vanishing Point, CBC Radio Drama, Box 500, Station A, Toronto, M5W1E6. Next week on Vanishing Point, we present a new radio adaptation of a famous short story by one of the masters of the genre, Split Second, by Daphne du Maurier. This CBC Toronto production stars Fiona Reid as a woman who suddenly finds she has completely lost her bearings in space and time. Also in the fine cast are Chris Wiggins, Gilly Fennick, Anthony Parr, Jay Bowen, Maya Ardol, and Jill Frappier. Here's a short clip.
That laundry boy takes his corners much too fast. One of these days there'll be an accident.
About then.
Who's this? Has Grace got a man in the house?
Perhaps you'll have the goodness to ask Grace to come upstairs and let me in.
Grace.
I see what's happened. Grace has slipped out to the public house down the road to buy this man a beer, and he's been left a loll in the kitchen.
If Grace is out, kindly let me in yourself. I prefer not to use the back entrance.
That'll put him in his place.
Who is it you want?
A dog? Is it as... This is the end. What must they think? Who's in the drawing room, do you know?
I think Mr. and Mrs. Bolton is in, but I'm not sure. Was it them you wanted to see?
I don't know any Mr. and Mrs. Bolton.
Don't miss Split Second by Daphne du Maurier. Adapted for radio by Desmond Scott. Next week on Vanishing Point. Until then, I'm Art Cuthbert, wishing you good night and a very happy new year.
This is the last night of the year, since half of tomorrow night officially belongs to next year. Tonight, then, is the true night of completion, the best time for a winter dance, an opportune soiree for adjusting the past instead of anticipating the future. But somehow, It all makes me want to go to the drive-in to see Rambo.
Get back to the world.